Good afternoon. In this bulletin, Group of Seven leaders end their summit with promises to raise financing for climate change support. Victoria records two further coronavirus cases. And in rugby league, Boyd Cordner of the Roosters retires from the game because of concussion problems. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A group of seven nation leaders has agreed to enhance climate financing to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions at its latest summit. The US, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy and Japan reaffirmed their promise to increase the international public climate finance contributions. Canada has offered to double its pledge to $5.7 billion over the next 5 years, while Germany will raise its amount to €6 billion. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada wants to step up to help communities around the world fight and adapt to climate change.
At a time where the G7 is more united than ever before, more focused on the responsibility we wield collectively as some of the world's leading economies, not just to our own citizens, but to citizens around the world, during a time of dueling crises of the pandemic and climate change, the impacts of this G7 will be felt long after the newspapers you write for will have been used.
And Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who attended the summit as an observer, says his visit was an important opportunity.
It is a gathering of like-minded countries, countries that understand that the world order that has favoured freedom for so long has been so beneficial to so much of the world, to usher in a period of peace and prosperity like the world has never seen before.
Still on G7 news, and the leaders of the summit nations are demanding greater freedoms and autonomy for Hong Kong after holding talks at this year's summit. The countries are hoping for a full inquiry into the origins of coronavirus, plus Xinjiang's human rights is being highlighted in their communique. It's also hoped an infrastructure plan will help to counter China's growing influence while rivaling the Belt and Road Initiative. US President Joe Biden says he does not want to engage in conflict with China, but he says Western democracies are in contest with autocratic governments.
For example, we talked about trade. It's one thing to talk about whether or not our agriculture policy makes sense. Another thing to say, by the way, you're demanding that if I do business in your country, I've got to give you all my trade secrets and have the Chinese partner have 51% of that? No, not us.
In local news, Victoria has recorded two new coronavirus cases in the past 24 hours. Both are primary close contacts of previous infections. The state's health department says the two latest cases have not been out in the community during their infectious period. Some restrictions have started to ease in Melbourne and regional Victoria after the state's earliest circuit breaker lockdown was imposed to control a COVID-19 outbreak. The state has more than 60 active cases and almost 17,000 tests were conducted over the past day. A record number of women have been recognised in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours, representing 44% of recipients. Australia's first female police chief, Christine Nixon, has been acknowledged, along with former political adviser Peter Credlin. The now commentator, who worked for former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, has been honoured for her service to Parliament. One of the other women recognised in the Queen's Birthday Awards is advocate for Papua New Guinea, Stephanie Coppice Campbell. Let's go to sport now. And Sydney Rooster player Boyd Cordner is the latest rugby league star to retire this year due to repeated concussions. The 29-year-old hasn't played since he suffered a head knock in the opening 2020 State of Origin series last year. During an emotional press conference, Cordner has thanked his teammates for the lifelong memories he's made in the sport.
You know, I've been so lucky to play in such good Roosters teams and with some world-class players, and you know, I wouldn't be the player I was now, without them guys.
Let's see what the weather's doing around the country on this public holiday. A couple of showers about in Perth where it's 18 degrees. A possible shower in Adelaide, it's 20. It's mostly cloudy in Melbourne, 15. Cloudy as well in Hobart, 14. Much the same for Canberra, a top of 13. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 19 for you. Much the same for Sydney as well as Newcastle. In Brisbane, fine weather, 23 for you. Partly cloudy in Darwin, 29, and lovely weather for Darwin where it's 31 degrees today. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.